This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
We're recording. Are we at the right decibel level?
Turn me up. I can't hear the metronome.
I can't hear my snare. Where's my snare?
Yo.
What's your favorite Eminem song?
The one that goes, I can be your Superman. How'd that go? She said she wanna get freaky. I don't know.
What's my favorite Eminem song? Toy Soldiers.
Oh, yeah. Wait, is that the one that's like...
Step by step, turn apart, we're never with.
He's like, you gotta believe that you gotta believe in yourself.
I'm supposed to be a soldier who never blows his composure. Even though I hold the weight of the whole world on my shoulders.
Okay, you know what I like? The one where he's like falling the whole video. What's that song? He's like... And I got freed, and I got freed, and I've been made, and the MMA, and the fight, and the right. And yeah, I'm not an Eminem fan. I gotta be real.
I used to like D12. I like Purple
they
Pills.
Cool. No, that song was dope.
My favorite song.
Yeah. You know, I feel like that group was ahead of their time a little bit because they were on that like psychedelic like hippie shit.
Yeah.
I feel like all that shit, like mushrooms and everything, is so popular now. But I feel like they were on that shit way before.
Yeah.
They need to get them flowers.
Give D12 their flowers.
Yeah.
That's what everybody's been saying.
Man, did you watch this show early in the morning like I did?
Yeah, I watched both. I watched the show. We're back.
Yeah.
It's been a while for us. It hasn't been a while for you. Mm-hmm. It's been a while for us.
Yeah. But guess what? We got somebody new in the studio.
We got somebody new up
Michelle's
in here.
Michelle's gone. They went on another class trip.
Yeah.
They went to
Washington, D.C.
D.C. again for a second time.
Yeah, they keep going to Washington, D.C. But today we have another student of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And her name is Clementine.
Clementine.
Oh, my darling.
And oh, my darling.
Clementine.
When you're all alone. I love that
Hello.
Name.
Hi, Clementine.
Thank you for serenading me.
Of course. Tell us about yourself, Clementine. Who are you and why are you here?
I am a podcast producer, and I've been producing HeadGum Podcast since 2018.
2018,
oh, wow.
That's
before
the
pandemic. What did you say?
The year of our Lord, 2018.
Yeah. The year of our Lord and Savior is his favorite year.
He loved 2018.
Yeah, 2018 was a good year. I remember being like, it's going down. Nothing's going to stop us now. Clementine, so I heard you're... gonna leave us soon. Can you talk about that?
I'm moving to London. I already have a job lined up. That's part of it.
Podcast producer?
Actually, TikTok producer.
TikTok producer. What is the world coming to?
I know.
That's tight. So you got a you're a TikToker and a podcaster?
Yeah, I'm already working for them part-time, remotely, 8-hour time difference. It's really exciting. But I produce TikToks for Pink News. They are a queer media company. And so it's mostly just like, here are some gay candidates in the midterms, or here's a drag queen that did a thing.
But in London, though.
In London, yeah.
Did y'all talk about Mitch O'Farrell? Oh, yeah. So
Mitch O'Farrell's gay?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because he's running for council or something like that.
He is, and I live in his district.
You going to vote for him?
Not for long.
We got to vote next week.
I
you
going to
vote, Carl?
For him.
Of course I'm
sick
vote.
Of voting.
Of course
vote
I'm
don't
vote.
Count. I'm just kidding.
I'm not going to vote.
I vote every time.
But
you're helping candidates in London. So your TikToks aren't for candidates out here.
No, I just did a midterms video for some American candidates because we have a large American audience.
Oh, cool.
But Mitch was not on it because I don't like him.
You don't like him?
You don't like Mitch?
No, the way he handled the homeless situation in Echo Park was pretty
violent.
Him? Oh, did he put up the
fences? Doing that?
Yeah, and he made the police come in and beat people. I mean, they want to do that anyways,
yeah,
but he encouraged it.
You really do got to pay attention because I'm like, I had no idea. I'm thinking, like, because the commercials was like, he supports LGBTQ rights. I'm like, all right, this seems like a nice guy.
That's how they get you.
That's how they get you.
That's how they get you.
It was right on my YouTube, right before I watched my Swamp Stories. Yeah.
That's why you got to pay for YouTube Premium.
Yeah.
And this is not an ad for YouTube Premium.
Oh,
but
no.
But as a person who watches YouTube as much as I do.
You feel like it's really worth it?
Every day getting radicalized on YouTube.
Yeah.
Every day, every hour on the hour, I'm getting radicalized.
Oh, yeah. His algorithms are highly dangerous.
Yeah. Highly toxic. I'm getting all the misinformation.
Yeah. It's funny to, like, receive misinformation and be consciously aware of it as misinformation and be like, seems accurate.
It's funny. I'm going to show you this guy when we get here. There is a dude who is most certainly spreading misinformation that I watch. But I was talking to my buddy. He sent me the video. He's like, you got to watch this. Because they hide the misinformation within,
within
like some real shit stuff. And oh, man, he's spitting that shit.
Yeah.
And then he'll say, and you know dinosaurs are still living on Earth.
Yeah.
And it's like, all right, my man.
You, you lost me, bro. But maybe, I mean, if he was right about that, he's right about that.
Chickens are descendants of dinosaurs.
Yeah. Because, you know, we don't really talk about that, the dinosaur thing, too. But anyway.
Are horses dogs?
What? Nah, no way. Wait, is that a conspiracy theory? Is that a new one?
No, I'm just asking. Are they in part of the same family? Dogs and horses, Clementine?
No.
They're not.
No.
When you go to London, that's the first question they're going to ask
you. They're going to ask you. You better get it right. They're going to ask you that at customs.
That's on the citizenship test, you know?
Horses, dogs.
You know, it's so funny. So you know how we'd be doing an Athletic Greens thing? Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard, this is a weird like podcast insider thing, but have you ever heard another podcast doing an ad that you do?
Yeah.
It's weird. It's like, I was listening to Positive America and they were doing the Athletic Greens. And I was like, that's a joke we did.
Yeah, and maybe saying the same thing.
Yeah, yeah. They're just thinking you putting a spin on it. You're like, they did the same. They basically did the same bit. And I was like, all right, man, we got to step it up. Yeah. We got to make our shit tighter.
Yeah.
But nah, man.
You just hold your horses, Athletic Greens. We got some shit coming for you.
Yeah, we got some shit. Athletic Greens.
Athletic Greens presents XOXO Gossip Kings. We back.
Let's go. We back, baby. All right, so you want to do some user spotters?
Yeah, let's do a user spotter. You got to spot it, though. You should say your spotter.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So check it out.
I'm spotted adjacent with this.
Yeah, so sweet. Me and Carl, we had a little show at the UCB Theater. Yeah. It's back, baby.
It's back. UCB is back. Please come out and support us at the UCB Theater. We've had some people come out.
Yeah.
We've had some people come out to shows. Shout out to y'all.
Yeah, we really appreciate that.
We had some
Gossip
Royalty
awesome.
Coming out. We really do appreciate that. Yeah. Thank you for coming out to the shows. We're performing all the time at UCB and at the Elysian, all over LA.
Yeah.
Come out and check us out.
We're out and about. I love it. So we're doing this show. It's a fun show. And we basically do, in the show, they kind of do like an audience question and answer thing. Who's best friends in the audience? So these kids were like, we're best friends, right? Turns out those best friends were the cast of Stranger Things.
Yeah.
So that was crazy. Because then we walk outside and I see, you know, and me and Casey Faye was like, you know, we're kind of like, we're adults now, you know. I used to, back in the day, you know, I see a celebrity, I'll be like, whatever. But you know what? Life is short. We might not make it. I don't know. So I'm going to go say what's up. So we just went and say what's up. Got a little picture. It was, let me make sure I get their names right. My main man, Finn Wolfhard. And Noah Schnapp. You know
Noah
what I mean?
Noah Schnapp. And the other boy.
And the other boy.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah. It was the two of them and Shaq. But they were cool. And they were like, you know, they thought we were really funny. They mentioned you, too. They said, man, Carl's funny. It's like, it just blew me away. Like, you know, I don't watch the show now because it's just too scary for me or all that nasty stuff. But I did watch the first season. I really liked it. And it's just crazy to be like, damn, they watching us.
Yeah.
They in the audience watching us before. Like, they looking at us like we can.
They're looking at our Stranger Things.
Yeah, you know.
I meet you out the whole show.
Yeah. So that's the spot it. Did you get to see him or talk to him?
Yeah, I didn't. I just said what's up to him when we were leaving.
Oh, okay.
When we were walking out. I didn't go back outside, but I should have. I should have been in the picture with my boy, Finn.
I know.
If he likes my work, I like his work.
Yeah. So, Finn, if you're out there, come through. Anytime you're in the area.
We'll get you a comp ticket.
So that's why y'all should be coming to our shows. Like, celebrities be up in there.
Y'all could have met him too if y'all had came to the show.
Yeah.
But y'all was sitting at home, sitting on the couch, life passing you by. Get up and get your degree from ITT Tech.
Yeah, get your degree. Don't be lazy.
It's easy.
It's easy as
calling.
What
he used to say in that commercial? This is what my man says.
But you're watching TV and your life's passing you by. You keep your ass down, over and over. maybe I'll go to school next year, maybe next semester. No, do it right now.
Right now.
You can do it after work, or you can go before work. You can do whatever you need to do to graduate. Go talk to somebody right now. They ought to help you. You spend all day on the phone anyhow. I'll make a phone call that's going to help you in your future. All you got to do is pick up the phone and make the call. Why are you making it complicated?
It's easy. Yeah. Walk away.
Walk away. It gets so mad. He's like, he's like,
oh, why ain't y'all going to college?
Man, come on.
Why
bro.
Ain't y'all going to a pro?
Come on.
Why ain't y'all going to a for-profit college that's going to put you in debt for the rest of your life?
It's easy.
It's easy. And I got, listen, look at me. You can listen to me. I'm one of you. Yeah. I got my hat turned to the side.
Yeah. He's like,
what don't you understand about this? I got my hat turned to the side.
I wonder, like,
I'm relatable.
What that was like on set. Like, I wonder if that guy's anger was actually more like him being upset that he had to do that shit. They were probably like, can you turn your hat to the side a little bit? And he's like, it's easy.
It's easy. Like, you on the phone all day with your stupid ass.
He's like, I can't hate this commercial.
I don't want to have to come on television. Listen, I'm standing outside of a motel. I'm relatable. I'm standing outside of a motel in a blank white t-shirt with my hat turned to the side, okay? I'm relatable to you, the person sitting on the couch watching Maury Povich right now.
Look, you're probably on your phone.
You're on your phone. You're always on your damn phone. Text me back. I got my hat turned to the side. This is how the people are wearing their hats right now.
I'm going to tell you right now, especially the blacks. If somebody gives me advice and their hat is straightforward, I'm not listening.
No, I don't want to hear nothing. Like, imagine, like, I'm going to give you advice right now. Hey, Lamar, maybe when it rains outside, you should wear a raincoat.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
Lamar, put on a raincoat. It's easy.
Nah, I appreciate that advice, man. I'm going to go get a raincoat right now. Clementine, can you give me a raincoat?
Yes.
All right. Now, I appreciate you guys sending your reviews of Spider-Man. We got lots of them. So if you heard yours, you will hear it soon. All right. So this one is from Grace Hanoi. Grace Hanoi spotted Kate Micucci.
Kate Micucci, yeah.
At a spotlight.
She's a comedian.
You know her?
Yeah, yeah.
How do you say it? Micucci?
Micucci, I think is what it is.
Okay, and at the spot, her car and me and her partner near the Century City Mall. And we moved to LA 2 weeks ago, and that was our first celebrity sighting. Love the podcast, XOXO. Thanks, Grace.
Thanks, Grace.
I'm not sure I know this comedian. Let me see.
You know her from the group. What's their name?
Oh, from Hall & Oates.
Hall & Oates. Oates.
Her name is like, I didn't realize. I thought her name
Garfunkel and Oates.
You know what's funny? I thought her name was Garfunkel. I thought it was Oates or something. I don't know what I thought.
No, that's a joke.
Yeah. I realize now. I'm a big fan of her, actually. I should know her name. That's awesome. They saw her?
She used to be at UCB back in the day. When we were younger. Yeah.
I like her. I haven't seen her anything recently, but she's dope.
Thank you for that user spotted Grace.
That was good.
Keep sending them in. We love to see y'all seeing the spotted.
Yeah, it's tight. It's crazy how many people y'all seeing. And this is the life you live out here in LA.
Y'all seeing everybody. Everybody. You know who else is seeing everybody?
Dan Humphrey. He is in these streets.
He is in these streets.
That opening montage was nuts.
Yeah, he's walking down the streets. He's doing Michael Jackson spins.
Yeah.
He's high-fiving people.
He's like, hey, Jack, hey, what's going on, daddy-o?
Yeah, and the guy's like, the guy put his hand up to do the high five.
Mm-hmm.
Don't turn around and look like he's crazy for giving you a high five.
Right.
You put your hand up.
Yeah, now you're like, what? You're a weirdo.
Wait a minute. What happened?
He's just like, I never seen a young white man so happy. Yeah, so he's feeling himself.
He's feeling himself.
He just had a threesome. I like Nate in this episode. He's like, all right, we'll get to it. We'll get to that. But.
Yeah, we definitely gonna get to that. I like Nate's arc in this.
Yeah.
So Serena calling Blair.
Right.
Gaslighting her.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Just like Serena. It's just the worst. Man, she's really killing me. She was killing me this episode so bad.
I thought last season was bad.
Yeah.
With Serena. This season, she is really showing her ass.
Yeah. And she's still trying to smash Trip, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. And everybody knows it. Everybody's saying it. Like, it's crazy how she keeps it like, we're not doing anything.
Yeah.
Like, she's just lying to everybody.
Who are you kidding?
Like, everybody's crazy.
Yeah. No. And your friend, she's trying to look out for you, and you're just making her feel crazy.
Yeah.
But now she's like, fuck it, I'm going to leave your ass alone then. Go make your mistakes.
You didn't see what you saw with Trip.
Yeah, no, okay. We all saw it. Audience saw it. You kissed this. Oh, no, he didn't kiss. She didn't kiss him.
No, they were just rubbing wrists.
Yeah, rubbing wrists.
Like Ray Charles. Remember that in the movie?
Yeah, that was real romantic. You know, I actually think it's very obvious for Blair to understand what's going on here because she already told her how she feels about Tripp. So even if he didn't do anything, just him being there, her being in that office that late, not a good look.
Not a good look. He's a married politician. Yeah.
Like, it's like, she's like literally a cliche being a cliche right now.
Yeah.
But whatever. Yeah, she wants to do what she wants.
Cliche girl. That's what this show should be called.
So what happened after that? This episode was rough. Man,
Blair and Chuck walking through the park. They making sacrifices for success. Mm-hmm. He got to show some dude around.
Yeah.
You know, and she's like, all right, whatever. So Dan tells Nate about the woo-wop. You know what I'm saying?
He's and like, they saying, get it. Oh, you know what I'm saying?
You fucked up. You're not the third person is supposed to be a stranger.
Yeah.
Everybody knows the rules of a threesome.
I like how they did this because when we saw the last episode, it was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
But like as soon as he said it, I'm like, oh yeah, what the fuck?
That makes total sense.
I like total sense. This is a bad idea.
Yeah.
But to be fair to Dan, they did think homegirl was going to leave. Olivia was going to leave.
Yeah,
though.
They thought that was going to be the last
of the movie. So I can see why he maybe didn't think of that.
Yeah. And then Vanessa walk up. She's like, you've been ignoring me, Dan. He's like, no, I haven't. I ain't been ignoring you. What you talking about?
Yeah. Okay, and then baby. Like, everything's all good, baby.
Did you notice that? And they said they're going to go to the Morrissey concert together that night.
Yeah.
And it'd be friends. You know, we've been doing that for years.
Right.
And then you notice that she walked by Nate and didn't say hello?
No, you're right. Yeah, they don't talk. I guess they
do
not.
Do they not talk? Or is it like... remember he was like, Vanessa gets a little vocal.
I know, that was, right. I was like, yo.
My man, but it was Nate.
Like, you know, I think because Nate's whole arc is kind of like, damn, I lost all my girls. Yeah. Like, he's kind of like struggling a little bit. Yeah. And then he probably a little salty, like, Dan's out here getting it in. He's like, but he still tells, he's like, look, man. I'm friends with Chuck Bass. I've been around the world.
Yeah.
So I know. Like I ain't,
you, I've been to Europe.
You had your one little threesome, man. I had foursomes, fivesomes, sixsomes. I had maxims.
He getting it in. So Blair got some new theater rich, stinky rich friends that ain't messing with her.
I didn't understand
like
this
shit
at all.
I didn't get this storyline like, not one bit. I'm like, where do these people come from?
Yeah, I know.
What group of people is she kicking it with now?
Like, who the fuck are these people?
Yeah.
What the fuck is Tish? I know what Tish is, but it was like, it felt like a random, like, when did Blair decide she wanted to be an actress? Or be an actor?
Did we miss that last episode?
No, I think they just shoehorned it in there.
And they had to. So Olivia getting the offer to do the movie Bitches of Eastwick, which I think is hilarious. And he tells her and him, and Dan tells Olivia, like, oh, me and Vanessa going to go see Morrissey tonight.
Yeah.
And she's being weird about it.
Yeah. She's like, okay. Oh, see, the one we had a threesome with?
Yeah.
The one we was getting
one I've been friends with since I was in, since I was like
nothing's
in sixth
weird
grade.
Here.
Like,
nothing's weird at all.
Nothing's weird about this.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing's weird about me having sex with my friend I've known for years and years and years. So Lily, trying to get Jenny a date for the Horticultural Society Gala.
Which is crazy.
They go to a goddamn gala every week.
I know. What the fuck is a horticulture? I know what horticulture is, and I know what galas are, and them shits do not go together.
No.
Horticulture is like farming and shit.
Yeah.
What the fuck is a horticulture gala? I feel like they're doing a bit. Like, they're just like making shit up. Yeah, I bet they're just making shit up. Like,
you gotta go to the air conditioning and heating. To the HVAC society gala. Yeah.
We gotta go to Rockstar Movers gala coming soon. We gotta go to Clementine's London move.
Clementine, are you having a gala for when you move?
No, but I should.
Yeah, and we better be invited too.
I'll invite you.
I love a gala too. That's gonna be my, you know, I won't say it on here, but galas is coming.
The galas is coming. Y'all can't come to the gala.
But yeah, the horticulture gala is insane. First of all, an insane concept, those two words together, but also insane that Jenny's going.
Yeah.
She's the only person who's going to this shit.
And then like, she was in the book. It's like, oh, what about this guy? And he just gave a bunch of girls gonorrhea of the throat.
Yeah,
like, golly, what the fuck?
Rooftop
was like, hold on, man.
Yeah, wait, hold on.
What y'all talking about?
Yeah. Rooftop has been hilarious.
These two episodes.
I feel like they just turned him into like a commenter guy.
Yeah,
like, I ain't got shit to do.
He just be wearing sweaters. And he just be commenting. Yeah. Ooh. They cut to his face.
Gotta read the throat. Huh?
Gotta read the throat. What y'all talking about? How you get gotta read the throat? So, Blair goes to Olivia for help. Getting into the stuffy actor thing.
Right.
And Olivia sees it as an opportunity to get Dan away from Vanessa.
Yeah. Fuck that, Van Morrissey.
Yeah, she is. Mm-hmm. Morrissey. I always hear about Morrissey. And Morrissey got the sad music, and he's like conservative now. Am I right, Clementine?
I think so.
So wait, Van Morrison is the guy like, is easy like Sunday morning.
No, that's Lionel Richie.
Oh, really? What's Van Morrison?
What do Van Morrison sing?
It's like, Motown Girl. That's it. Okay. So Van Morrison sings Brown Eyed Girl. Then what's Morrissey?
Morrissey's like, everybody, like his music is like sad. He was in a band.
Is it old or is it like more like?
He's in, older.
As of 2019, Morrissey is anti-immigrant and backs a white nationalist political party.
Are you serious? That's insane.
In the United Kingdom, where you're going, Clementine.
Holy shit.
But don't think you can run from this shit. It's everywhere.
Man, this
is
like happens to a lot of artists. They just end up becoming a Nazi. Like.
The Smiths. The Smiths.
The Smiths, okay.
That's Morrissey. Okay. You always hear about the Smiths.
Okay, so it makes sense that, because when I was thinking Van Morrison, it made me kind of be like, that's tight.
Yeah.
I was like, because I like Van Morrison, but I was like, you gonna skip this Van Morrison concert? But I get now that it's Morrison. So now Olivia's in her bag.
Olivia in her bag. She's in her bag. And we got
she's
to
Hollywood,
see
you know? Yeah. It's funny. They took a different color on Olivia. You know, she was on her little schemey bag
she
today.
She had her Lawrence Olivia.
Yeah. Lawrence of Olivia.
Lawrence of Olivia. She in her Hollywood bag. She's scheming a little bit.
She's good as hell.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, man. I feel like, Hillary Duff, get out of here.
Get out of the show.
You're
too good for this show.
You're too fine for this show.
It's crazy.
But what does she have up her sleeve? Mm-hmm. We'll find out after the break. Nice.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Are we rolling, Clementine?
When you're in the window. Clementine, oh wow, I love you.
Let me see here. Okay, so Chip trying to stay away from Serena.
Oh, man, he can't do it. He's shaking. He's horny, man.
I can't believe these two. This whole storyline is getting on my damn nerves.
First of all, who the fuck is Tripp? I mean, he don't even seem that tight. I mean, you know I hate Serena, but Serena can do better than Tripp. Like, maybe it's the, like, what do you think?
It's the power.
Is he because he's, like, a governor or whatever?
Yeah, and they knew each other from when they was kids.
Oh, that's right. Forgot about that.
Yeah, so, like, I think it's been, like, a long time coming, but also Serena just, you know. They both in their bag, like, I want you, and I got to have you. And it's like, shut up.
I don't buy this one second.
I don't buy this whole
sick of Serena
thing. She get on my nerves, but they playing along. Mm-hmm. Then Mrs. Tripp comes in and says, Serena can help, you know, she can help with the private personal stuff.
Yeah, you know.
Why don't y'all just hang out together late at night by yourselves? I won't be there.
There's nothing going on here, right?
I feel like she knows. At this point, I said I feel like she knows, but. Also, I don't know.
It was interesting because it's almost like we already know she's kind of like scheming.
That's the thing. I was like, she seems smarter than to not think that they messing around.
Right. But then, you know.
Setting him up, too. I don't know. Yeah. Tripp, I'm not going to be able to give you your bath tonight. Serena can do it.
Yeah, yeah. She's really good at putting the talcum powder on your bum. He'll do it for you. But yeah, she's an interesting character. I'm really curious what's going to happen with her, just in the show.
Yeah. So Serena goes to Nate and tells him she's about to, she's like, I can't hold it back.
So this is when I was like, when Serena walked in Nate's house like this, I was like, I was this close to calling Carl, like, yo, I'm done. I don't want to watch the show anymore. Yeah. I hate this show. I was like, I cannot watch this woman just, like, disintegrate in front of me.
Yeah.
But it's like, she comes in, she's like, I know we're beefing right now, but I need your help. And it's, and then she goes, and then has a goal to be like, I'm in love with a married man, and it's your cousin, right? And then he gives her the real deal, like, no, like, you're an adult, like.
Yeah.
And he's like, I thought you had
my back. Yeah. I was like, so what do you want, Serena? Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck?
You just want him to tell you what you want to hear?
Yeah. It's like, this is bullshit,
oh, my
bro.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Did you watch this show, Clementine?
I've actually never seen it.
You never seen it?
Clementine,
Why you hurt me?
I'd rather listen to you guys talk about it than actually have to watch.
I think a lot of people feel that way. And we appreciate y'all, guys. Yeah. We're glad that you like. But let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. In the spirit of transparency, just like Lamar just said, he almost called me this morning and said, I don't want to do this no more. I was thinking the same shit. Because Serena pisses me off. This is never a cat. Like, how do you get into it? I actually was getting into a conversation with a friend the other night. And I was telling her about this podcast. And she's like, well, who's your favorite character? And I said, well, Rufus, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
She goes, Rufus? Rufus. And I said, well, yeah, Rufus and Eric. Eric. Yeah. Rufus. I said, yeah, they're the only two characters on the show that have some semblance of a redeeming quality about themselves.
Absolutely.
Everybody else is an awful, awful
Very
person.
Very terrible person, yeah.
Like, I don't watch shows like that.
Yeah, it's like, it makes me hate humanity. You know, like I said, I've only seen it one time through. Mm-hmm. So this is my second time watching it. And it's like, you know, I still have generally a good affinity for the show. But I got to say that the way this one today, I was like, because you guys who listen, you know how we feel about Serena. There's no headline here. But this, I never thought she could get worse. Like, she's just getting worse and worse every time. I was like, man, please do something. Like, I don't know. She was like, kill her off the show.
Kill her off the show.
When she said that to Nate, I was so mad. I was like, why are you still, treating him like that?
Why did you come to me if you just want me to be like, yeah, man, that's good. Man, go sleep with the married dude.
Yeah, is that what you want him to say? Like, and then... So he's like, all right, I'll help you out.
Who's my cousin?
Yeah, also also a weird boundary issue. And who she could ruin his career, too, on top of that.
Man.
It's like she's not even respecting the sanctity. I mean, look, I ain't trying to be out here. Like, they both at fault. But also, like, the homie's married, though. Like,
he's married. Listen, man. So Vanessa confronts Olivia about the avoidance. And Olivia tells Vanessa, Dan can't go to Morrissey tonight because we got to work on the play.
Right.
For Tish. Yeah. He's trying to get in Tish.
So he's thinking about taking the playwriting program.
Yeah. We should have done that. Donald Glover did that.
Yeah, I think so.
When I first started doing improv, I listened to him on... Mark Maron.
Yeah.
And he said he did that. And I was like, man, I should have did that instead of wasting my time in college studying to be an electrical engineer.
I know. It's funny. Like, I think about college, and I'm like, where would we be career-wise if we went to college for the thing we're doing now?
Yeah.
I'm really curious.
Especially because NYU had a basketball team. And they are not basketball team. I could have played on that basketball
team. That would have been fun, actually. I bet you would have felt differently about New York, too.
Oh, 100%.
I feel like you probably would like it more.
My mom couldn't have afforded that, though.
Yeah, like, it's real expensive. It's super expensive. I think all my friends who went to NYU, they were living six people to an apartment.
Yeah,
man.
Those
are rich homies, too.
Yeah.
So I'm like, no way. That would have been a rough life out there, too.
You got some info for me?
Yeah, he worked at Derek Comedy while studying at NYU, and then at the ripe age of 23 was hired for 30 Rock.
Wow, right. So
he got hired right out of uni.
I think Derek Comedy, that's where they met.
Yeah, DC and Dominique. Those are my boys.
The Thundercat thing, or the one that Rachel Bloom was in.
That's
what's
so
that
young.
Called?
I don't know. Oh, the movie?
Something Cats. They were like Rachel Bloom's sketch team.
Cybercats?
They had a team called like the Alley Cats or something.
Oh, okay.
But the way that Gossip Girl portrayed these people is like, I don't know if I want to be there. I don't know if that's, I wish I went there because I want to know if that's actually accurate. I don't think they're probably like that. That guy was a dick, that teacher.
Yeah.
He was like, don't waste my time, Lady Gaga.
I don't know your father, Cyrus.
Yeah, it was Blair is like really she needs some friends. Like she's really struggling.
She's having a hard time.
Yeah.
So
what happened after that? What's next?
Jenny mm-hmm. out with the new weird dude.
Oh, yeah.
From and he want to play in the sailboats. Yeah. She's embarrassed. Like, she's like, what the hell's going on?
Yeah, you see the little girls, they giggling over there. They giggling. They giggling at us.
The girls giggling at us. What you doing?
They let them giggle.
It turns out the weird dude with the sailboats.
Yeah.
She was like, that's not the boat you got. You got 83. Yeah. This is something else. She said, oh, no, this boat got the cash in it.
Right, right.
And that boat had the ecstasy pills or whatever.
Yeah, he's like a young little.
He's a drug dealer. My man's a drug dealer.
My man's a BMF.
Of course,
he's
Jenny's
a
intrigued.
Black math money for math.
Blowing money fast.
Blowing money fat.
Oh,
What do you think of this storyline? It was weird, like.
Again, between Serena and between Jenny's dumb ass.
Oh my God.
I'm having a hard time, man. I'm like, Jenny. But I think that's why, as much as we say we hate the show, and the show, and we're going to get replaced by Terrence Howard and.
Yeah,
and,
they wait. I feel like by the time we really quit, they'll probably be available to do it. They'll be like, yeah, we ain't got shit to do.
Yeah. I'm doing, man. What's going on, gossip, man? How's it going? How's it going, Terrence? What's going on with you, man? Terrence. We've done films together, Terrence. I don't know how to do a British accent. How you do a British accent?
I would like you. I'm not even going to try to fuck up this bit.
I'm Idris Elba. I don't know. How do you talk?
That was pretty good.
Oh, Clementine, don't gas me up.
I do a lot to do. I got a lot to do, Terrence, so make it fast.
Oh, what's going on with your Idris Elba, man?
Man, I just got another gig where I play a DJ. I can't do it.
I play a DJ on the river.
On the river road.
Selling drugs. So Serena calls Tripp, says, I ain't coming over. Nate's like, good.
Yeah. And he's like, what about lunch?
Nate's mom shows up at Tripp's office. We never see her.
Yeah, didn't see it. Yeah. He was like, auntie?
Auntie, yeah. My auntie's here.
That's her baby.
My auntie?
Say, Auntie May? She down here?
My auntie? I can't talk to my auntie right now. That's crazy if somebody came all the way to your office and he was like, I can't talk to her right now. I'm busy.
I'm going to sit and soak real quick. I bet that's how I'd be, though. Especially when you, like, at that level. I'd be like, people be doing that shit. That's why you ever see in the movies when it's like, you run in when you see that scene where they go, we need to talk to CEO, whatever, and then he goes, he's not in his office. And then they go, no, we're going in there.
We're going
in
anyway.
And he's
climbing out the window?
Yeah. And he's like, them motherfuckers be in there.
Yeah,
they be in there chilling. They be telling like, nah, I'm not free.
I'm not free right now.
I'm going to start doing that.
That's your auntie. You got to talk to your auntie. And so Dan writes the musical. Blair thinks she directed.
Yeah.
But then Dan to have Vanessa come in.
Yeah, Vanessa come in. Because Vanessa's like, hold up. Because, we've got that one scene where Dan tells Vanessa that, like, he basically cancels it.
He cancels Morrissey, and she was like, wait a minute. She said she signed y'all up a month ago.
Right.
She just signed y'all up today? She bullshitting.
Yeah, Olivia bullshitting. So I'm going to come and direct this shit. And I'm going to direct the fuck out of it.
The Lady Gaga musical. This shit looks so stupid.
I was just so lost. I was like, I don't know. It was like a real point where I was like, I don't know what I'm watching right now. Like, because it was like a play for theater people. I was like, maybe it's like a little like open mic thing.
Yeah, it looked like it was like kind of fun. Like it was like, oh, they're not taking it serious. Okay. People was yelling from the audience, you know.
Yeah.
So like that. We'll get to
that. Real quick, a quick reference. I was like, did they make a Harvey Weinstein reference? When they were like, so in the remember when they were like saying like my stepdad is Cyrus, and then the theater guys were like, well, that's Weinstein. Her last name is Weinstein.
Oh, probably.
Yeah. I was like, huh, that's interesting. Yeah.
It's crazy how they got away with that.
Yeah. And it's a different
because they be telling us now in writers' rooms, like, don't make anybody's name close to anybody's name.
Yeah, like, but they do it all the time, I feel like. Yeah. I feel like they're constantly referring
talking
to people
shit about people on the show. Jenny about to get caught with the wrong crowd. She at the club with drug dealing.
He's just manipulating the shit out of her. Like, oh, you scared, girl? You don't want this life? You want to get this life?
And then she exchanged the money, and then she think it's over. He's like, nah, you got to test the product.
Yeah.
No, you test the product.
wait, how you going to make me test the product? It's my first day.
she's not a senior now. She's a junior.
Yeah, probably. I think she's, because she was a sophomore.
Okay, so she's 16, 17.
Yeah. Should not be in this situation.
No.
Also, if I was that guy, the other guy, I would have been like, who the fuck is this girl? I would have been so mad.
I'm not going to exchange no.
Yeah, I don't trust her.
The cops? Yeah.
And this is my part. I love how it's like almost like this weird chart where like Serena becomes the worst human and like Chuck Bass is becoming the
most redeemable character on the show.
It's like, what is going on?
So Nate and Serena walk through the park.
Yeah.
They falling in love. Nate's back, baby. He's like, man, you can't be with Trip. I want you to be with me. He wiping ice cream off her mouth and everything.
Let me get it for your gum.
Wiping ice cream off your mouth. Shit is ridiculous. So they rehearsing
and
for
Serena
the play.
Knows it. That's why Serena's so whack. She's like, get it.
Yeah.
like, what are you doing, Serena? Yeah, what are you doing? What are you doing to
him? Boy, you ain't shit, Serena. So at the rehearsal for the play, all hell breaks loose between Vivian and Vanessa. They going at it.
Right,
And they you know, reveal that they had a threesome.
Yeah, yeah.
You pushed me aside the other night.
Yeah. Oh, everybody's like, oh, shit.
That's a little bit of a humdinger right there.
Oh,
wait a minute.
Oh, man, your shit broke.
Wait a minute.
Oh, it's humdinger right
there. Wait a minute. What's wrong with my bell?
Hey, get you a red one. You want blue?
Hold on. We got to fix this.
Is that broken bell?
Oh, there you go.
There it is.
All right. The power of threesomes compels you. Yo, so they was, but I was like kind of bugged out because I was like, no way that how that shit happened. Or was that a joke? The way he threw her off the bed?
Yeah, no, that was a joke. I thought that shit was funny. Remember, at the beginning, the whole thing was about like how people remember shit.
Oh, differently.
So, like,
right,
he remembering
facts,
like
yeah.
he Dan was remembering a threesome like both of them. Like kissing on him and kissing each other and their hair blowing the wind.
But then
she was remembering it like.
Right. Because in the beginning, his shit was like, And then she's like, that's great. That's actually, okay. They might have got an XO on me for that one. I didn't clock how they were doing that.
Yeah,
they were
like,
rewinding
here's how
it.
Everybody's remembering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But clearly, like, him and Vanessa got something going on here.
Yeah,
this
for
is
sure.
crazy.
So. Blair blackmailed the girls.
Mm-hmm.
She goes in both of their rooms. Be like, I'm telling everybody.
Yeah,
in Hollywood.
I'm expose your whole
I'm
shit.
I'm expose your shit. I'm like, so they both got to come back and do the shit. So Nate's mom told Tripp about his wife setting up.
Right.
What's it called? Now he wants a divorce. He's done.
So I was actually confused by how does Nate mom know that though? How does she know that the wife did it? Maybe that's something that's happened off camera.
Yeah,
but,
it had to be. Another shoehorn.
Yeah, they just kind of threw that shit in there.
We got to get some shoehorns on this show, too.
I know, yeah, because the shoehorn compels you. The shoehorn of Christ.
Yeah, they be shoehorning shit in this.
Most deaf.
So at the cabaret, the girls show up. And they got the fangs out.
Mm-hmm.
This shit was so funny when they had the girls come out to let's play a love game. And they was like, she's covering me. I'm mixing up the both, but like they going at each other.
No, but it was funny when the director was like, Vanessa's like, yeah, I think you guys should stand in front of her. They can't see me. He was like, that's good.
It's a good thing.
I don't want to see your ass.
Yeah.
So
Jenny out with the drug dealer,
mm-hmm.
and he gives her an option to get out of there.
Yeah.
She want to stay.
Yeah.
Jenny is so stupid.
Yeah.
What's life without a little danger? Shut the fuck up.
I know.
Up,
this guy is so sleazy. Like, he don't even seem like a cool... Like, I get the idea of being like, I want to experience, like, some cool, dangerous shit. But his shit seemed like lame drug dealing anyway.
Yeah.
Like, do some cool drug dealing. Get some cartel shit going if you want to do it.
Yeah.
But nah, that dude was whack.
So it turns out Vanessa wasn't blocking out Olivia. It was Dan doing it. Because Dan, subconsciously, is in love with Vanessa.
Right.
Hey, Prince Charming, looks like it's time for you to look in the enchanted mirror.
Yeah, so that, GG. I don't know if I would give that a humdinger, but I was like, I saw it coming, like, yeah, it's like, okay.
Yeah.
Dan is the one who is actually going for Vanessa.
Yeah.
But it makes sense why Vanessa's not really tripping. Because she seemed like she wasn't really, really tripping.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's Dan the one that's like,
tripping. You know what's crazy?
Mm-hmm.
This play, every time they show acting, like stage acting on television, they always got like the dude always got to have a fedora and a scarf.
He was like, "Oh, you ready?" And that shit was funny. It's like, what the fuck is this? Like, I think that's like the archetype of the hipster art guy.
So Jenny dealing drugs, Chuck coming in there, snatch her ass up out of there. Of course, she don't want to go. I'm not a little girl. Like she's always. It's like we've been going through this for 3 years.
Yeah, 3 years.
Every time you say you're not a little girl, you are a little girl.
Yeah,
and you're stupid.
You're a child.
I can't stand. Like Jenny is probably my least favorite character. On the show.
I think
she's worse to me than Serena is.
A little. Yeah, I see what you mean because she is like really putting people's lives in danger.
Yeah.
like Serena shit is just more like, I think she just, I could connect her to people in the real world that I hate. Like she has that quality of that we hate in real life.
Yeah.
But I feel like Jenny's just like, you're like a terror. Like you might end up get someone locked up or you're going to do something stupid. But I will say the way Chuck threw this dude's ecstasy was highly disrespectful.
Man, my man said.
He took this shit out like this.
Yeah. Said, have your stuff out by noon. Like,
get your shit out of here. Get your shit out of my hotel. Chuck Bass is.
He's running this hotel. He's running this shit. I'm proud of him for running this
hotel. Yeah, he came up. You know, it's funny because Bass daddy is dead. So he basically is that dude.
Yeah.
Like in the world, I guess he is like. He's the guy.
Yeah,
he's the head dude, the head honcho.
Chuck is the man with the master plan.
He really flexed on him. He's like, you know who I am, right? I'm Chuck Bass.
I'm Chuck Bass. I'm sure they know who I am in Europe.
Yeah. He was like, all right.
Also, this kid was supposed to be from Belgium. He didn't have no type of accent. I guess he was an American guy who lived in Belgium.
Yeah, it didn't make no sense.
It made no sense.
This episode was trash.
Yeah. So Olivia skips out on the play, and Vanessa has to come in and save it.
Yeah.
So now he got to do the kissing scene.
With her, yeah, the Snow White and the Seven Doors.
Yeah. Oh, look. Wait, I skipped something. Uh-huh. Nate tells Serena about the masquerade ball from a couple seasons ago where he was confessing his love for her, but it was actually Jenny. So he told Jenny he loved Jenny.
So she never knew that he said she loved him.
And they about to kiss, and then Tripp walks in. Like, I'm not interrupting, am I? Yeah. Like, yes, man.
Yeah, get your ass out of here.
Get your motherfucking monkey ass out of here.
Tripp he seems so oblivious to Nate's feelings for Serena.
Yeah.
He's just like, so you guys trying to kick it? Or?
Yeah, I'm trying to get in on this.
I'm trying to get with Serena right now.
Man, this might be the end of Dan and Olivia.
Yeah, I think, I don't know. This looks like we might not see her again.
Dan's had the two best girls on this show. Olivia and Miss Carr.
And they gone.
Both of them gone. They ain't coming back.
Yeah, and Olivia is out of here.
Yeah.
She took the movie, Bitches of Eastwick.
She gonna take the movie. The play is a success, but he don't know where they at now.
Mm-hmm.
So then back at the bar, Tripp about to take Serena out.
Mm-hmm.
And she about to go get smashed. You know what I'm saying? And then Nate tried to stop her, but you know Serena.
Mm-hmm.
Nate, you're gonna cross the line.
Right.
Serena, the line's already blurred. I'm out of here.
Mushed him. We're like,
get out of my face. Serena is garbage.
Yeah, I couldn't believe her. I mean, like, wasted his whole day helping her.
Whole day. I wasted my whole day. I wiped ice cream off your face.
Yeah. It's like, bro, just only so you could go smash this dude anyway. But Tripp, Tripp got to take some blame for this, too.
Oh, yeah. Tripp is tripping, too. He's tripping.
Yeah. He's like, leave her alone. Like, if that shit was now, he'd get in real trouble.
Yeah, that's a
problematic thing going on there.
But she's still garbage, though.
Yeah.
Blair takes everyone into another room, and look who it is on stage.
Oh,
Lady Gaga.
You know, it's a humdinger? I don't know.
No,
something
because I
the
knew
way
she was going. I'm like, this
I'll
is when she
a little belly. Like,
yeah. So this is like 2010.
Yeah.
This is on her second album.
So because I was like in my mind, I'm like, how did I get Lady Gaga? But I'm like,
she's still
back
new.
Then she was still new.
She's still new at that time. Yeah.
I will say that song go in though. I ran a romance.
Yeah.
That shit is hard, yo.
That's a good song. Clementine, you like Lady Gaga?
I do.
What's your favorite Lady Gaga song?
Ooh, maybe Bad Romance.
Bad Romance?
Yeah.
I want a
Alejandro. That one's kind of fun.
Alejandro was a jam, too.
Yeah.
How's that one go?
Don't call my name.
Alejandro. That shit is hard.
That one,
Lady Gaga's a shit, bro.
My song was from that album. It was called Nothing Else I Can Say.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to that whole album. That album used to go. I had the CD.
Yeah, when she first came out, she was like, wow. So, but it was a cool thing to watch now and be like, now that we know she ends up being an actress, because like she did go to that school. She did go to acting school.
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool that like she actually ended up getting to actually be an actress later.
Yeah, well, she had no lines in this.
I know. That
she just
she
performed.
Didn't even sing. I know. She was just like, I was like, that performance was terrifying. Like, what the fuck was going on? They dressed was, but I mean, I guess that's Gaga shit.
That was that Gaga stuff. That was her early days, too.
Yeah.
It would have been better. I bet she probably looks at that and goes, damn.
I was wild. What the fuck was I doing? Yeah. Why did they even do that show?
So Chuck and Jenny, you know, they get it in. I don't like this tension right here.
This is getting a little too, like,
it makes
too
me
familiar.
Uncomfortable. Jenny's stupid as fuck is what I put in my notes. She texts Damien.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to do it again.
Yeah, that was
Damien
fun. Take
full advantage of her.
Yeah,
and then tripping Serena.
I bet he does that shit all to girls all the time. That Damien guy. Whenever you name a character Damien, never good.
Damien, 666. The mark of the beast.
That's the devil, bro.
The devil.
There's actually a really cool restaurant in downtown called Damien.
Oh, yeah. That is a good place.
I heard they sell devil meat.
They got deviled eggs and
devil's
they have
deviled eggs and devil's food cake.
it is pretty good though. That guacamole got the 666 in it. The little
the mark of the beast. The guac has the mark of the beast. All right. Well, what'd you think?
Trash. I get that shit. This episode was so bad that it like legit almost made me quit watching it. So I'm gonna say, but I will say that I think you pointed out to me how they re-remember the threesome.
Yeah.
I find that very clever. Like, that's just really cool writing. Yeah. So I'll give them an XO. I'll give them one XO, one and a half XOs.
One and a half XOs. Yeah. One and a half XOs. So that's XO, XO, XO. XO. Yeah. All right. I also didn't like it. It was so lackluster that I felt that the Lady Gaga performance was overshadowed.
Yeah. I know. That's what's also fucked up. It's like, golly, the one episode you got the biggest star is the worst episode. Yeah. Of the thing.
So I'm going to go ahead and give it a 1.75, just a little bit more.
Okay, cool.
I'm going to give it a 1.65, actually.
1.65? So I agree with that.
XOXO.
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 Yeah, I feel bad for little Lady Gaga. That's how bad it was. But I got to say, I guess we all saw it coming. She was going to be in it. But I was like, all right, at least I get to watch Lady Gaga perform.
Yeah.
All right, here's a little news for you. Okay, so Salt and Pepper, right?
Mm-hmm.
They got on the Walk of Fame today. So they're going to get a little star in the Walk of Fame.
Nice.
Who on the show would you want to speak on their behalf? And celebrate that with them.
I want to hear Vanessa speak on Salt and Pepper's behalf.
Yeah, and like, all right, I love Salt and Pepper. Salt and Pepper.
Salt and Pepper's here.
They're the rebels. They know, they speak the truth.
Yeah. I feel like she would give like a nice like feminist
like
take on their importance in the landscape of hip-hop. I think that's
good. I agree. Actually, I would probably do the same.
Vanessa, yeah.
All right, so now we got Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel said he would quit his show if they tell him he can't make Trump jokes anymore. So if he quits, who do you want to take over Jimmy Kimmel's?
I want Eric to host the show. No.
Eric would be funny, actually.
I want Eric to host the show, or Rufus.
I can't imagine Eric. He just comes in with his suit's too big for him. Yeah. It's like, what's up, y'all? It's me, Eric.
I wanted to be Eric.
That guy. It's funny. He's actually growing on me, too. I'm like, yeah, Eric's starting to be my favorite a little bit. His arc is kind of getting cool,
It's
though.
Getting cooler, and, you know.
I'm fucking with him.
He got some stuff coming up for sure.
Yeah.
I feel it. I feel it coming. I feel it coming, babe.
Well, was that it?
That's it.
Clementine, anything to add?
Anything to add, Clementine?
I would add the song, I feel it in my fingers. I feel it in my toes.
You know, is that a Gaga song?
From Love Actually.
Oh. No, I don't know that one.
We're going to have to play that one when we get
out. Remember when Bill Nye at the start is playing an old rock star and he's wearing like a weird suit with no shirt and he's singing that song?
I've never seen that movie. What movie you said?
Love Actually.
I ain't never seen that.
It's a British holiday film.
You love these British cats.
I'm sorry.
You know what's so funny? You're replacing an engineer that is British today.
What?
Oh, yeah.
You were the other James. Guy that was going to... Yeah, Jake. James was Jake. Supposed to... Jake was supposed to... engineer.
Jake is British.
And he's British.
That's it for XOXO Gossip Kings this week. We hope you enjoyed this episode. We're back, baby. We're back.
Yeah.
We're
don't back. Give up on us. We rolling. We're going to keep rolling. If we don't give up, you don't give up.
You don't give up. We all got to stick it through. We all got to stay the course. We only got two more seasons, and I know it's going to start getting good. We in that weird part of the season where the episodes is kind of doing this.
Yeah.
You know, it's that middle. It's the hump. It's the Wednesday of the season.
Yeah,
you know
the Wednesday
saying?
Season.
But make sure you rate and review the podcast. Subscribe to the podcast. Tell your friends. Tell your enemies. Tell everybody. Shout out to Clementine. Thank you for being here, Clementine.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to have you back, too, Clementine.
Before you go to London, so much fun. We'll definitely have you bring you back, I think.
We're going to bring you back for sure, Clementine. And guess what, y'all? We're going to be back, too. You can't get rid of us. You can't get rid of us that easy.
You know you love us.
You know you love us. XOXO. Gossip Kings. We love you. Good night.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.